Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you, as always, by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle are here with you in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Talking some Penn State football. Looking a little closer now at Penn State's 2021 recruiting class. We're going to reset the board. Hear from Greg who he thinks are the most impactful targets left on the board. There's been a couple changes since the last time we talked about this, so we'll update you on those. We're going to get into a series now where we're looking at really just, I would call, recruiting trends since James Franklin arrived, what they've been able to accomplish at each position, how they've approached it, how they've developed guys. The first one on the list is going to be on the offensive line this week, which kind of fits into the recruiting board reset that we're going to do as well. We'll also do Ask Greg, our Penn State segment where you guys feed him the questions. We give out a polo shirt to whoever had the best question. And we talk some Penn State football and recruiting there as well. Jacob Ferriot from the Daily Collegian is going to join us a little bit later in the show to talk Penn State wrestling and their showing at Rutgers for the Big Ten Championships and what all that means for the NCAA tournament here coming up. The big show for Penn State wrestling. So we'll get into all that. But first, let's reset the board. And, you know, I think we're going to have this conversation along the way where we get into is the Penn State class in 2021. Should fans be patient or should they panic? Now, we're going to be getting into a lot of visits and practice and I think some up close and personal, some opportunities for this Penn State staff to get to know some of their top targets better. So momentum really could happen at any time. How should fans feel now with a top target, Wyatt Millom, a four-star offensive tackle from West Virginia, choosing to stay home at West Virginia? How does that impact things in your head, Greg?
So it takes a top target off the board, no question about that. But, I mean, when you look at what Penn State was really focused on in this cycle, I don't see this as something that is the end of the world. I mean, obviously, Penn State really liked what he was capable of and liked what he was able to do, but they have a lot of offensive tackles on the board in this cycle. So I don't think that this is a situation where you have to, you know, start panicking immediately. I mean, at the end of the day, they need Tristan Lee, the five-star from Virginia. They need Nolan Rucci, the five-star from here in Pennsylvania in Warwick, and they need Landon Tangwall, the four-star from Maryland. And they get two of those three guys, they're going to be just fine no matter what the rest of the offensive line class looks like. So those guys have always been the focus and will continue to be the focus. And Penn State will just have to find some other pieces to maybe fill in the spots now that Millom's gone elsewhere.
Who's the most realistic of those three? Landon Tangwall jumps out to me.
I would say, yeah, yep.
He's the guy who's put out the most pro Penn State sentiment. Now, things can change, obviously, and nothing's a done deal for sure. But, you know, I haven't really seen much from Rucci, for example, that suggests Penn State is in a leader position at all. I think Penn State is right there in the mix, but I think his recruitment has already gone national and that he could choose just about anywhere.
Right.
So I don't know if Penn State's a leader, but I would put Penn State in a leader position for Tangwall, though.
Right. I would, too.
And I think, again, we've said this before, and I think losing Wyatt Millom doesn't change the dynamic much, but I think this 2021 class has some real potential to get multiple five stars on the board, and that'll kind of define this class. But within that, I think multiple high-profile offensive linemen could be the defining factor in this class as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is sort of the year, I think, where if you're Penn State, you're hoping that that is the key to this class. And you are hoping that, you know, when you sign, you know, however many players it ends up being, 22, 23, 24, 25, whatever, in December of 2020, that the bulk of your class at the top is offensive linemen. Because you got three top 50 players in the region that you recruit best. And I think that that is the next step for Penn State, is that they've been very good with recruiting running backs at a five-star level. They've picked up some linebackers, obviously, at a five-star level. And the next thing is the offensive linemen. And I think that if they can, you know, cross that bridge at some point, they'll be in a lot better shape.
What is the space in this class again? Just for I'm going to have to ask you that multiple times, but just the projected is 17, 18? We're looking at less than 20 probably in this class. It's hard. I mean, who knows where the transfer portal goes, but just as things stand right now.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I think that at this point in time, you look at the scholarship chart and you want to assume that they'll be able to get at least 20 members in this class. But, you know, I think that it really depends on how many guys leave early for the NFL. It really depends on how many guys that, you know, end up, you know, they're expecting to stick around, you know, maybe go into the portal. So I would say about 20 is the right number at this point.
All right. So 20 is always what you expect to happen. More classes than not. The 2020 class was just inordinately big, just for a number of reasons. How about at tight end? You know, they had Nick Auksness on the board for a while, and that ended up being he was committed for a little shy of a year, I believe, until he decommitted a couple weeks ago. He ended up at Florida.
Yep.
Who are the other targets to be mindful of? And you know, this time of the year is always pretty wild, because you think the board looks one way and it could have some changes between now and December for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that interests me most is the California kid whose name is escaping me at the moment, but the four star tight end that visited over the weekend. You know, I think he's a guy who is obviously on Penn State's radar now. And while Ricky Ronnie recruited California, you know, I think Tyler Bowen really has Brock Bowers is the name I'm looking for, four star from California. I think, you know, Ricky Ronnie obviously was one of the guys who recruited that area. Now Tyler Bowen's sort of picking up that stake, and I think he'll do a good job. He's a four-star. He's 6'3", 225, number 101 player in the country, according to the 247 Sports composite. They're actually really high on him, 247 Sports. They have a number 52 in the country and a number 2 tight end overall. So we'll see. It's going to be hard to get him east, but by hosting him now, they certainly set themselves up for it.
So the Keystone Kickoff Show, we're talking Penn State recruiting in the 2021 class. Two commitments in, they lost the top target over the weekend in Wyatt Millen. They had a previous commit, ultimately flipped to Florida. So we're just looking at the board as it stands now. We'll touch on in just a moment, you know, who the top targets are, who the must land guys are in this class. That's a list that should remain pretty strong and stout, but it could change over time. We'll keep looking at this class in that respect. Blue-white games coming. Speaking of recruiting and spring practice, is all going to culminate in that. We got an exciting announcement in conjunction with our friends over at GoPSURV.com. Keystone Sports is giving away an RV for the blue-white weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot. You arrive Friday, you stay through Sunday, enjoy the 409 tailgate barbecue, free shuttle to and from the game, so you can tailgate with virtually zero interruptions. And of course, there will be some goodies provided in your RV courtesy of our KSN partners. All you have to do is download the Keystone Sports app. You'll see the RV button to enter to win. One entry per person. Really great deal. Anyway, awesome deal to go there for free. So check it out. Download the Keystone Sports app if you haven't already. If you do have it, you haven't signed up yet, go ahead and enter. We'll announce a winner here in the next couple weeks. So GoPSURV.com if you want to learn more about what they have to offer as well. Yep. I've been teasing it. Now I'm going to put you on the spot for it. The most important, and we'll make this realistic targets.
Okay.
The must get guys who are high on Penn State's board, and Penn State is high on their board. So no, just throw out all the five stars.
Oh, okay.
They're important.
Fine.
But like the ones that actually have a relationship with Penn State.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you guys start to bidding with Caleb Williams, right? I mean, he's a five-star quarterback out of Washington, D.C. When you say realistic, I think it's pretty low on the realistic board to think that he is going to pick Penn State, but you never know. They'll have a shot. Tony Grimes is probably the most realistic five-star at this point, though. Clemson, Ohio State, Virginia, a lot of other schools are in play for the five-star corner out of Virginia. So then you get to Nolan Rucci, who's the five-star, number 14 player in the country. He's from Warwick. He has a strong Penn State background. I'd be shocked if they don't land him. They have problems, quite frankly, if they don't land him. And then you get into Tristan Lee. We talked about him earlier. He's a five-star offensive lineman from Virginia. Derek Davis is a four-star Monroeville safety, a gateway kid. Terry Smith's working hard on him. You know, again, and then you have Landon Tangwall, who we talked about, is a very likely Penn State commit, I would think. And Travion Henderson, a five-star running back from Hopewell, Virginia, has recently shown a lot of interest in Penn State, so he's going to be one to watch too.
Rucci is an interesting case study because, you know, his dad played at Penn State. His brother Hayden is a tight end at Wisconsin, and Penn State didn't pay a lot of attention to Hayden Rucci. Now, Nolan comes around. He's a pretty freakish kid. I don't know what his dimensions are offhand, but he's in this, that 6'7 territory. He's a long, lean tackle who clearly athletic bloodlines. He's a guy, you know, at Warwick High School. You know, his recruitment, it feels a little bit like Michael Mennett.
Yep.
Same region, same caliber of talent, that high four, five-star type talent. His recruitment is a national recruitment. Penn State working hard, and if Penn State's working hard and they've got a Penn State legacy from, you know, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes away, you would hope that Penn State's able to get to the finish line. They have a new voice at that position. I think Phil Troutwine's going to be their best voice yet at that position. I think you're going to see development in 2020. I think you're going to see Penn State put a really, really good offensive line product on the field in 2020 for a variety. You know, they're positioned to do that now. I think there's going to be a lot of selling points.
Yep.
You just hope it translates to a big victory on the recruiting trail too. And to that end, I don't know what to expect from Phil Troutwine. He can coach. He can develop. You're going to see guys play well. I presume all those things. Can he connect with 16, 17? I don't know the answer to that.
I think he can. I mean, he seems to have a really good personality. He attracted some tremendous talent to Boston College, a place that not a lot of top talent wants to go just because they don't have a great winning tradition and winning history. So now you get into a place that has those things, that is in the college football playoff hunt, and I think he will quickly become one of Penn State's best recruiters. Maybe not on the level of a Jawan Sider, but I think that he will really help this program not just land offensive line, which of course is going to be his main focus, but get into New Jersey some more too. That's been an area that Penn State's not been great in. It's not been the end of the world because there's not a ton of four-star talent in New Jersey at this point, but you know, I do think that I do think that he will help in that regard as well. So, you know, just to get a few names to tick off the board here outside the ones we already mentioned, I think that, you know, when you look at receiver, Dante Thornton still on the board for sure, even though he decommitted from Penn State already once. So we'll have to see how that shakes out. When you look at defensive end and defensive tackle, there's a lot of work to do for new defensive line coach John Scott Jr., Justin, but he has plenty of options out there to try and chase.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We're still going to talk recruiting, and we're still going to talk about offensive line so we can get into some of the ins and outs of how they've been able to recruit and develop at that position. We'll take a quick break. We'll get into the first part of our series, recruiting trends on the offensive line's position. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The Blue White Game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.